الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. صدق الله المولى العظيم. In this ayat-e kareema, which every Muslim knows also, knows the tarjuma also, the meaning and the purpose of it is to send salawat, durood on Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is Friday also, and Friday we should increase our durood sharif. Every day we should read durood sharif, and the bare minimum that we should read is 10 times every morning, 10 times every evening. And then on a Jummah we should increase, and daily also 10 times is really also very, very less. But the bare minimum that a person, at the same time we should think, do we read durood sharif also, even once, twice a day? So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadat. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala himself explains how great Allah gives the command of reading durood sharif, and in what a beautiful way Allah ta'ala has informed us that inna Allah, that Allah ta'ala himself, and with inna, definitely Allah himself is also sending durood, and the malaika are also all the time sending durood. Yusallun, which is fa'al mudhari, which shows continuity. That is, Allah Ta'ala is continuously sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the malaika also. All the time they are sending durood. So we can well gauge how great this ibadat must be. Of course, Allah's sending of durood is not as an ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah make? Allah is ma'bud. Everyone makes Allah's ibadat. But this is one amal that we can join with what Allah is also doing. And Allah has commanded us to do it also. That we also should send durood. And it is such a great amal that all the malaika also sending durood all the time. Allah Ta'ala's durood that Allah is sending, that Allah is raising the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all the time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's position is since Allah created Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ruh, his position is very, very high by Allah Ta'ala. And continuously Allah Ta'ala is raised. We cannot imagine, we can't think how high, how great the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is. When the ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and we have made your dhikr, your remembrance, which includes durood sharif on you, we have made that very high. Your own position, that we cannot imagine. But just your remembrance, thinking about you, talking of seerat, reading a kitab on seerat, writing a kitab on seerat, speaking on seerat, listening to seerat, reading durood sharif, explaining people to read durood sharif. We listen to explanation and exhortations for reading durood. Everything of this, that also Allah has made very, very high. When this ayat-e kareema was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the Mimbar Sharif in Madinatul Manawwara, Medina, in Masjid Nabawi. And then he asked the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the tafsir? What does it mean that Allah says that we have made your position very high, your remembrance? We have made it very high. Sahaba, who were embodiment of adab and respect, they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Jibreel alayhi salam came just now to me, and that Allah has made the tafsir of this ayat. And this is also a rare occasion that we get where Allah has made tafsir. Otherwise, we all read all the different tafsir kitabs, but yeah, Allah Ta'ala has made the tafsir. And what a tafsir also. The tafsir, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ, that when I will be remembered, Allah says, I've made the whole system in the world that you will be remembered with me also. So your zikr I've made so high that wherever I will be remembered, you will be remembered. At this moment, we don't know how many thousands of azans are carrying on in this world. Somewhere it is Asr time, somewhere it's Maghrib time, somewhere it's Fajr time. Shafis give awwal work, Hanafis give a little bit later. Different places, how many masjids in the world? Cairo, how many masjids? Karachi, Kuala Lumpur, how many masjids there are in the world? Every masjid. And now presently people at home who are making namaz, so many places they may be giving azans also. So how many azans? And in every adhan where Allah's dhikr, Allah's Nabi's dhikr also. And then after that, namaz will be made. Wudu we make. In wudu is not complete until a person hasn't read durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how many people who are conscious, and may Allah give us all tawfiq, that every time we make wudu, we read durood sharif also. So how many millions, billions of people have made wudu, and with that all durood sharif. After that, when we have made namaz, in namaz we are all also reading durood sharif. And this also ulama have explained that Allah Ta'ala himself says, aqimi salata li dhikri, establish, perfect your namaz for my remembrance, exclusively to remember me. On the one hand, that is a separate subject, but we should think Allah wants our namaz to be exclusive for His remembrance. But perhaps how many times it happens that no remembrance of Allah we have. From Allahu Akbar, Tar Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, perhaps sometimes it happens, no. And Allah says, that time is exclusive for my remembrance. But in that namaz also, Allah has taught it. And in that, Durood Sharif is kept also. So ulama say that, and naturally a person will think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he's reading Durood Sharif. For what reason? This also shows the great mercy and kindness and love of Allah Ta'ala. That the quality of our namaz, we all know what our quality. Allah also knows that my banda is going to be making namaz, he's going to try, but what the quality of his namaz will be. So Allah put Durood Sharif, and by the barakat of Durood Sharif, namaz is also accepted now. In Fatawa Alamgiri, it is written that Durood Sharif is that ibadat, Fatawa Ibn Abidin Shami, Fatawa Shamiya, that Durood Sharif is that ibadat. Ulama have discussed this subject, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, right? But for Durood Sharif, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qatta. That Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. All other ibadat, they discussed that it could be accepted, it could be rejected. But Durood Sharif is that ibadat which is 100% accepted. And in fact, it is not only accepted, it makes all your other ibadat accepted. Like we read Durood in namaz, by the barakat of Durood Sharif, our namaz will be accepted. Our du'as, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, with your du'as, read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif will take it to in the acceptance of, in the court of acceptance of Allah Ta'ala. So Durood Sharif is a very, very great ibadat. Allah Ta'ala is sending Durood, raising the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From here we can also gauge that on Roza Mubarak, Kaaba Sharif also, Allah's Tajalli, that is different, but on Roza Mubarak also, every split second, Allah's Rahmat is just pouring down there. And when we get the opportunity of reading Salatu Salam, and we just there in front, even if we didn't get much time, the guards made us move on, but just passing there also. And there are many people who come and they just pass and they are reading Durood, just being there present, and that Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is pouring down, we also get our share. Like for example, the great waterfalls of the world which Allah has made, Niagara waterfalls, Victoria waterfalls, there even if you stand at a distance, the water splashes us so much that you get wet. and they hire out raincoats, that you wear those raincoats so that your clothes don't get wet, though you are standing quite a long distance from the actual waterfall. But that splashes are still nothing compared to Allah's rahmat and Allah's waterfalls, Allah's rahmat falls on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there we don't have to wear raincoat, but the raincoat of our guna, we must take it off before we go. If we prepare ourselves and other preparation also, we make tawbah istighfar. And when we are in Masjid Nabawi, we make two rakats of salatu tawbah before going for salatu salam. We make tawbah istighfar, we are taking off our raincoat. And now when Allah's rahmat will fall, it will fall on us. And then when we get that full rahmat, and how many people, their lives change just by that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Durood Sharif is such an ibadat. Many mashayikh have made the complete islah of the murideen only with Durood Sharif. One lady who became ba'at to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali long ago, and very, very modern, but she decided she became bad. Mufti Sahib only prescribed 3,000 durood for her. And mashallah, she did it, and her whole life changed completely. So durood sharif, it guaranteed it is for our islah also. The amount of durood that if we read one durood, Allahu Akbar, Allah sends 10 duroods on us. Allah's rahmat comes on us. How can't a person's islah be made? How can't he have connection with Allah? How won't he have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How won't he have love for the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How won't he have love for the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And to propagate the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by durood sharif, the benefits of durood sharif are innumerable. Sometimes we say there are 60 benefits, 70 benefits, that Allah Ta'ala raises a position in Jannah by 10. 10 nekis are added to his nama-i-amal. 10 gunas are made maaf. All that. But there is no limit to the rahmat of Allah that comes on a person when he's reading durood sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we every day, and now make the month of Ramadan, try and read. Today still there is time for Juma, and this is the time also for durood sharif. And one of the greatest ibadats of Juma is durood sharif. And one of the greatest ibadat of Madinatul Munawwara when we are there, even more, the greatest ibadat there is just to read durood sharif all the time. So durood sharif is a very, very great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has not only enjoined on us, but that we enjoy that ibadat, that we should have pleasure. And wasallimu taslima, and send salam also, and send it in abundance, and send it with passion. Durood Sharif, and we read also, we should read it with passion and with love and with feeling. And we should read it in as much abundance, as much as we can. We should try and read durood sharif. And mashallah, presently in the world, there are such people. One person came and he explained a friend of his who was, they put him in jail just because he was doing deen's work. But anyway, he was keeping contact with him. And he told him that he's reading, that in the jail, he asked, what are you doing there? So he says, alhamdulillah, 2-3 people, 5-10 people have accepted Islam. He says, only 5-10 people? How come you are there now already about 2 months or 3 months, whatever that period was? So he asked him, how much durood are you reading? So he said, whatever durood he was reading, 1,000 or 2,000. He said, that's all. You must read 10,000 or 15,000. It just came out of his mouth. And that person took it seriously and he started reading so much. After that, everyone started accepting Islam. So for all our things, we want Islam to spread also. We want deen to come in our homes also, in our lives also. One great, great nuskha, one great, great what Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us, a prescription is that of Durood Sharif. And unfortunately, normally we don't pay attention to it. We don't give it the importance that it has to have. It has to, so it's so in Qawlul Badi, Allama Sakhawi Rahmatullah Alayh, if we read, Hazrat Shaykh quotes extensively that what the great, great position of Durood Sharif is. A person who reads Durood Sharif, he becomes the favorite of Allah, the favorite of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a favorite of the malaika. So durood, and how many benefits. Well, one durood sharif a person reads, Allah ta'ala sends 10 times 1 hour durood that we read. And what is the quality of our durood? Our mouths are also stinking, our minds are dirty, our hearts are filthy, but we send one durood and Allah who is subhan, Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is pure, Allah is the greatest. All praise is only for Allah. Allah is sending 10 duruds on us when we send one durood. Really, if a person thinks even just like in business-wise, what a profitable business. There can't be a more profitable business than sending durood sharif. Like we want to make profits in our business, etc. There can't be a more greater profit or business of profit than that is then of Durood Sharif. And Durood Sharif, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna awlan nasi bi yawm al-qiyama aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who reads the most Durood Sharif. And everyone is at liberty. We man, woman, and for Durood Sharif, there is no specific time. Asr, we have to wait till Asr time comes in. If a person wants to travel, a person is sick, he wants to make his namaz, but he has to wait for the time to come in. And time gets finished. Now Asr time is finished. If we missed our namaz became qaza. But for Durood Sharif, no time limitation. And no wudu. You don't have to. If we make wudu, we sit with adab, and we face the qibla, of course, that will have much more greater value. But in our basic, what we have to read, what we our ma'mulat is, that we should try and sit and read one place. Besides that, while we are driving, traveling, walking, we should try and keep our tongue moist with the Durood Sharif all the time. So by reading Durood Sharif, there are no conditions, no limitations. And Asr namaz, we can only make 4. We finish make today's Asr, we can't make another Asr again for today. One namaz only. But for Durood Sharif, no limitation. All the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. For Quran Sharif also it comes, a person who gives all his time for reading Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all his needs if he hasn't got time to make dua. Durood Sharif, if a person reads all the time Durood Sharif, as a Sahabi came and he said, I'll allow so much time for Durood, so much time. Then finally, he said, all my time I will give for Durood. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, then Allah will see to all your needs. So, but ulama have written that our ibadat all, we should balance it. Have time for tilawat also, time for dua also, time for dhikr also, time for durood sharif also, for all our ibadat. So now in Ramadan also, we should see that we have some time for durood sharif also, allocate time. And in that time, we read our durood sharif. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we try and increase our durood sharif. Also it has come in the hadith sharif, Al-Bakhilu, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A real stingy person is that person that when my name is taken in front of him, still he does not even send Durood Sharif. That even that time his lips don't move. Just, and what does it cost? It cost us to move our lips, to move our tongue a little bit, to move our lips a little bit, just to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What effort is in there? And the favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam are so vast, so they are innumerable, that it is mentioned, ulama have written, though it's not a hadith, but that if he did not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah should not have created the creation. So my very existence is by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My eyes, my brains, my talking, my eating, my being able to chew, digest the food, my hands, everything, all to have our Deenul Islam and the great ni'mets of Kaaba Sharif, great ni'mets of Rawdah Mubarak, the Masjid Nabawi, the great all Quran Sharif. All this is by the barakat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And finally, may Allah in His infinite mercy grant us all Jannat. That is also by the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we get saved from Jahannam. It's also the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam sifarish on the day of Qiyamah. One person in his qabr, at the scales, span of gunas was so heavy, and then he suddenly he sees a handsome person there, and he puts a small piece of paper in the other pen, and he wonders that with the small paper, what can that help? Yeah, this pen, yeah, with my gunas, so many and so big gunas. So then, suddenly, just by that small paper, that whole pen goes right down the right hand side. And then he says, my parents be sacrificed for you. Who are you? And what was this paper you put in? So he says, I am your Nabi. And that was your durood that you had sent on me. Today, I paid you back with it for it. And his work all got done. So durood Sharif, the same way, the value of La ilaha illallah. So valuable. Allah will tell a banda also that when his left hand pain, the gunas are so much and so heavy. Allah will say, go and have this weight also. He'll say, Ya Allah, that what will this help there? There's so much gunas that the left hand pain is so heavy. Allah says, I am just and you read it, I'll just go and put it and it will make it go right down. Allah give us tawfiq to read La ilaha illallah, and with sincerity, inshallah, we do read it. We don't do it for, we read it with sincerity. What great value it will have. So durood Sharif is a great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. To solve our problems also, Allah has given us durood Sharif. Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that it is the conviction and the experience of my mashayikh also, and my conviction also, my experience, that whatever problems if we face, read durood Sharif in abundance. And tawbah istighfar, two things Hazrat has mentioned. And that removes all that problems. So this is also a time even like that. We all have our personal problems also. We have sometimes in the community, at this moment, not only the whole ummah, but the whole of mankind. But let us see how much are we reading durood Sharif. And then there are so many types of, so many words of durood Sharif. The best is durood Ibrahimi, which we read in our At-Tahiyyat. After At-Tahiyyat in our Qada, that is the greatest. Otherwise, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, their common durood, they used to read Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the shortest durood that has come in the hadith, Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi, or Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin ummi. So we try read the short durood also, and always numbers also we have been taught, a person who reads 100 times, a person who reads 1,000 times, but sometimes we try and read even if it's a few times, but durood Ibrahimi also, and all other many duroods and great virtues. Durood Tunjina, not a sunnat durood, but great virtues, and our mashayikh have prescribed it and advocated it very much. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, at least once a day, reads durood Tunjina also. So all this durood Sharifs, the month of Ramadan, Jummah, and try and make a vow to Allah between us and Allah that from now till even after Ramadan, how much durood Sharifs are we going to try and read? And we try and maintain that. And every durood is like buying a share in this great business. Like we buy shares in other businesses, some very good shares you get. You bought your shares and you're just getting your dividend. There can't be better dividends than for durood Sharif. So we try, and how many duruds we read? So many shares. So we want to buy 10 shares or 100 shares a day. It is up to us. But we should try and maintain and this great ibadat, and with love and with feeling. And if we can, when we read Durood Sharif, to think I'm standing in front of Rawdah Mubarak and I'm reading to my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we think like that, then it is permissible even from here that we read, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is listening to our Durood as we make that muraqabah. And Allah Ta'ala has appointed Malaika Sayyaheen, and they are moving around in the world just looking for wherever somebody sends durood, they convey it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has appointed one farishta, one angel at Rawdah Mubarak, and given him this power that whoever reads durood anywhere in the world, he hears it immediately. And he conveys it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is said on Friday's durood, it is sent without the malaikah, it goes direct to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like we read in front of Rawdah Mubarak, that also goes direct. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam hears the durood also and replies to the durood also. So durood sharif is a very great ibadat. Allah make that we don't deprive ourselves of it, that one person who was buried and he saw azab coming to him, and then he saw azab coming to me, and suddenly he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and he commanded this malaika of azab to go away from him. That he used to send his durood regularly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we all have to face the qabr. We all know our gunas, and there are so many other gunas which we don't know about, which we make dua also. Oh Allah, forgive all my sins which I know and which I don't know about. So there are many gunas, and one of the greatest ways to get saved also is by durood sharif. And by durood sharif, Allah's anger also becomes, it cools down. By our gunas, Allah's anger boils, and Allah becomes angry with us. But by durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala's anger also calms down. And then Allah sends His rahmat also. So Allah give us all tawfiq now also, and every day, and on the day of Jumu'ah. And if Allah give us tawfiq, we go to Madinatul Munawwar, Madina Sharif. And there also, as much as we can, we try and read durood sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.